From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Stocks are rallying on this first trading day of the new year, with the Dow Industrials surging to their highest level in 2 years. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist with PNC Financial.
Yeah, Wall Street's rally sort of carrying over from where we ended last year. December was a very good month for Wall Street, one of the best in decades.
The gains on Wall Street follow some positive economic reports out this morning. The Commerce Department says construction spending was up for a third straight month in November, helped by another increase in housing construction. And the Institute for Supply Management says manufacturing activity last month showed its biggest gain since last spring. The Labor Department will have new unemployment numbers later this week. Hannah Jaffe Walt from NPR's Planet Money team in New York says only a slight improvement in the employment picture is expected in the December figures.
The expectation with these new numbers is that we probably closed out 2010 December with 9.7% unemployment. So 2010, I think we can safely declare, was a really lousy year for jobs. Actually, since the end of the Great Depression, this is the longest run of high unemployment we've seen.
So looking forward, though, can we expect some steady improvement this year in the job market?
Maybe. There are signs that manufacturing in the Midwest is picking up. 2011 may be the first year in a decade that the state of Michigan adds jobs. And if you ask economists where will we be at the end of this year, they generally say we could end 2011 with 9% unemployment. So that beats 9.8%. But we lost close to 8.5 million jobs since the start of the recession. So at that pace, it'll take many years before we can say employment has really recovered.
That's Hannah Jaffe Walt from NPR's Planet Money team in New York. The Navy has launched an investigation into some raunchy videos that were produced and shown aboard the aircraft carrier USS Enterprise. The videos, which were aired on the ship's closed-circuit TV system several years ago, contain anti-gay slurs and sexually oriented scenes. The videos were hosted by Captain Owen Honors, who was executive officer on the Enterprise at the time, but who is now the ship's commander.
Well, I guess we won't be showing this to the kids at home, will we?
Word of the videos was first reported by the Norfolk Virginian Pilot newspaper. The Enterprise was deployed in the Middle East at the time the videos were made and shown. Actress Anne Francis has died in California at the age of 80. She starred in dozens of films in her career, including the 1956 science fiction classic Forbidden Planet. Francis was a child actress on radio before moving to films, and in the mid-1960s, she starred in the TV series Honey West, in which she played a sexy female detective.
Haven't I seen this man before? Something in the afternoon paper about being drowned in a bathtub?
Get lost.
Just like that?
Frances won a Golden Globe Award for Best Female TV Star, as well as an Emmy nomination for her portrayal of Honey West. This is NPR News from Washington. Sanitation workers in New York have begun clearing away garbage that's been piling up since the city was blitzed by a snowstorm the day after Christmas. Annette Stroud, who lives in Brooklyn, says it's about time.
It's terrible. A whole week? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Just how bad was the garbage pileup? Well, authorities say a man who tried to jump to his death from his ninth floor apartment survived when he landed on a heap of trash bags that had gone uncollected since last week. The new Congress begins work this week. NPR's David Wellner reports Republicans will not only take control of the House, but they'll also have greater numbers in the Senate.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will give up her gavel to Republican John Boehner of Ohio. Pelosi will still be the top House Democrat, but as minority leader. The Senate will remain in the hands of Democrats, but with a smaller majority, since Republicans picked up 6 Senate seats in November. Already, it appears the two politically opposed chambers will be going their separate ways, both legislatively and operationally. A working schedule for the year often has the House out of session while the Senate is in session, and the Senate out while the House is in. David Wanley, NPR News, the Capitol.
Minnesota Vikings quarterback Brett Favre may be ready finally to retire once and for all after an injury-plagued season that saw him sitting out the team's final game yesterday.
It's time. I know it's time. And that's okay. It is. I hold no regrets. And I can't think of too many players offhand that can walk away and say that.
But Favre has retired twice before, once from the Green Bay Packers, once from the New York Jets, only to reconsider and play again. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is currently up 123 points. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington. Support